We're not done yet. And the elect and the candidates are all still nervous and excited. But let's just take a deep breath. Now, notice the stillness of this night. And the energy of this night. And the pregnancy of this night. Psalm 119 says, "It is time for the Lord to act." In the stillness of this night, the Lord acted and continues to act. In the beautiful and good, very good, making and ordering of creation, he acted. In teaching Abraham and us what it means to have the heart of God, in giving away what is most precious to you out of obedient love, he acted. In response to that obedient love, he swore an unconditional oath that a descendant of Abraham would take possession of the gates of his enemies. And tonight, he has harrowed the gates of hell. When he led the chosen people through the waters of the Red Sea, he acted. And tonight, he will lead our elect through the waters of baptism and lead all of us through the renewal of our baptism. When in Isaiah, he named himself not only our maker, but our divine spouse, he acted. Revealing his heart is not only the heart of the Father, but of a passionate and tender and enduring and protective husband as well. Also in Isaiah, he mentions an everlasting covenant which will not be broken, because he will provide a means of forgiveness for the covenant's renewal within us. His word comes forth from the heavens, and he acts. And the prophet Baruch, in revealing to us the way of virtue and the way of understanding, he acted. And the prophet Ezekiel, he promised us new hearts and a new spirit, no longer subject to fear or death. And tonight, he enacted this new heart and new spirit in Christ. And tonight, he enacts this in our elect and renews this in all of us, a new heart, a new spirit. Letting him act in us, that involves dying to sin, dying to selfishness. Letting go of my own ideas of accomplishment and embracing the accomplishment of the Lord in us and for us. Tonight, as St. Paul says, a dead person has been absolved from sin. In our sinfulness, we're all dead persons. But when the Lord acts, his forgiveness gives life. In this gospel of the resurrection from St. Mark, who was a disciple of St. Peter, the three women are going to the tomb, and they're wondering to themselves, who will roll back the stone for us? They're utterly incapable of rolling back the stone, incapable of bringing him back to life. But notice, they're still going to the tomb. Even though they know they can't roll back the stone, they're still going to the tomb, hoping against hope. Then the gospel says they looked up. That's the signal of recognition of God's acting. My sins pull my gaze downward, but I look up to see the action of God, to see the forgiveness and the transformation and the resurrection of God. Look up. They see the open tomb and they're utterly amazed. That word amazed has a sense of stupefaction, of awe, and even a hint of fear. And they're told right away, do not be amazed. Don't be flabbergasted at the power of God, at the action of God. They certainly didn't see it coming. But once they've seen it, that's really the challenge for all of us, isn't it? Once you and I have experienced God, the power of God, once we've experienced the power of God raising us from the death of sin into the beauty of right relationship with Him, once we've seen that, then what? First, stop being flabbergasted at what God has done for us. Start believing in what He can do for you. Every time God acts in your life, let your heart grow more in trust, more in love, more in hopeful longing. Tonight is the night where His acting makes our hearts long for more. Let Him stretch your heart to the point of breaking tonight. We need more God in you for the transformation and conversion of the world. We need more God in you. My friends, notice the stillness of this night. It is time for the Lord to act.